Anyway, on that, hey, I'm with Aleph. The Gemara had said that the Tanoim that did not learn out from Chag HaMatzeis, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos of Inyoni Bal Ta'acher, so they use this pasuk to tell us that to be makish Chag HaShavuos to Chag HaPesach, just like by Pesach there's a din tashlumim and the Eilas Riyah and the Chagigah, so who adin by Shavuos is adin tashlumim, 7 days one can be mashlum the chiyuv. And it says Chag HaSukkos to tell us that there's a chiyuv lina by Sukkos. So now the Gemara asks, the third line on the Hamad Aleph, B'tanekame b'Rab Shimon tashlumim la'tzeres menolohu. The Tanekame Rab Shimon learn out from Chag HaMatzeis, Chag HaShavuos, v'Chag HaSukkos, and Bal Ta'acher. So that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us, that there's three regalim in order to be able Bal Ta'acher. So how do they know this halacha, that if a person did not bring the Eilas Riyah and the Shalmei Chagigah, the first day Shavuos, there's Adin Tashlumim Kol Shivim? So the Gemara answers, Nafke lohu midetoni Rabbe Bar Shmuel. The Toni Rabbe Bar Shmuel, Omro Teire, Minei Yomim Vekadesh Chodesh, Minei Yomim Vekadesh Atzeres. It's a very interesting limud. The kolben that one brings on Rosh Chodesh is a kolben that is brought for on one day. Rosh Chodesh, you bring a kolben. Vekadesh Chodesh, you're mekadesh Rosh Chodesh with avos kolben oisov. And the kolben is brought one day. So the day of avos kolbonis is one of the units that make up a chodesh. A chodesh is made up of days. The pasuk says, ad chodesh yomim. So the units which create a chodesh, one of these units is used to be mekadesh the chodesh. That means the day of Rosh Chodesh you bring a kol. And the day of Rosh Chodesh is a unit similar to the units which create a chodesh. Creator Rosh Chodesh is Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. So the same thing, Shavuos also comes about through a tziruf of Yomim, and you bring the Kolben on the units which bring about a Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Limnuyov Af Atzeres Limnuyov. So just like the Kolben Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is brought on a day, which that is the Menuyim, that is the units which create a Chodesh. So the Kolbonis, which are brought on Shavuos, are also brought on the Menuyim, which bring about Shavuos. Now, Shavuos comes through a collection of 7 weeks, Sheva Shabbosois Temimois Tiyeno. So Memele, just like weeks create a Shavuos, a Yom Tov Shavuos, so the Kolben, the Eilas Riyah, the Shalmei Chagigah, which is brought on Shavuos, you have a week's time to bring it. Ma chodesh limnuyov af atzeres limnuyov. We'll see soon Rashi. Sprech the Gemara eima atzeres chad yoime. So the Gemara says, if you're going with this cheshbin, that the kolben is brought according to the minuyim, according to the units which make the yoim, so it's tisperul chamishim yoim. So the Shavuos comes after a minyan of days, of 49 days. So Memele, bring the Kolben only on the units which create the Yontif, so bring it only on one day. Omar Rove Otu Atzeres Yoimei Moninen Shavui Loi Moninon. Shavuos only comes about through a minion of days. It comes out also through a minion of shvuas. So memele, the units which create shvuas, there's a unit of days and there's a unit of weeks. So memele, the kolbin of shvuas could be brought eistis, the oilasri and the shalmichagige could be brought a week's time. There's a din tashlumim of a week. Va'oid chag shavuos ksiv. The pasuk says it's a yontiv of weeks that comes about through the accumulation of weeks. So the mnuyim, the units which bring about shvuos are units of weeks. So memela, so therefore the kolben that you are makriv has a week's time in order to be makriv it. So that is how Rab Shimon and the Tanakame learned this halacha that is a din tashlumin by the Eilas Ri and Shalmei Chagiga of Shavuos. So you have 7 days to bring the kolben. Let us see Rashi. Minei yomim shenema ad chaydish yomim. It's so a chodesh is comprised of yomim, v'kadesh chodesh b'kolbonos, and then after the yomim, you mekadesh the chodesh. Ma chodesh kiddushoy echad mimnuyot. The day that you are the time that you are mekadesh is one of the minuyim. That means you bring a korban that day. B'yoyim rosh chodesh u'makrivan. Zman hukvo lehem, there's a specific time to bring the kolben, echad min hayomim, this is one of the days shu nimnal yodom. He says, the units which comprise a chodesh, that one of these units is used to be makriv a kolben. Afatzeres, havos kolben oisel, the kolbonis, which are brought on shvuas, be'echad mimnuyeo, should be, this man hakrovah should be one of the menuyim. V'rei hi nimnis al yedei shvuayim. And shvuas is made through the collection of weeks. The tziruf of weeks. Shenem ha-sheva shabosa is t'mima is t'yena. And so the Gemara asked, Eimo chad yoyme, d'rsiv tisperu chamishim yoyim. So the Gemara says, that is true, there's a mispah, there's a minion of yomim, but there's also a minion of shvuos. Then the Gemara says that that's a shem chag shavuos. Rishash asks a very pertinent kasha on our Gemara. He says, we are learning out shvuos from Rosh Chodesh. Now, by Rosh Chodesh, what kolben are we speaking about? We're speaking about the kolben musaf of Rosh Chodesh. You bring the kolben musaf of Rosh Chodesh one day. Fine. So the Gemara says, so the shvuas is similar to Rosh Chodesh, so you should bring the kolben, since the menuyim of shvuas are weeks, you should bring the kolben a week. Frekta Rishash, the kolben musaf of shvuas is also one day. There's no tashlumim on the kolben musaf. So if you're learning out from Rosh Chodesh, so there should be a din tashlumim. We're learning out the kolben musaf of shvuas from the kolben musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That should be the limud. And it's not like that. The kolben musaf of Rosh Chodesh of shvuas is also one day. And the din 7 days is on the Shalmei Chagiga and the Eilas Riyah. Modne. So he wants to say as follows, that be'emison, there are two minuyim by shvuas. That is true. There's a minion of yomim, and there's a minion of shvuas. So therefore, and we learn out from Rosh Chodesh, that the kolbonis are brought the same unit that the minion is. So fakelt, so there should be a kolben that should only be brought one day, and a kolben that should be brought 7 days. He says, now which kolben is brought one day, and which kolben is brought 7 days, he says, now you can learn out from Pesach now already. That means Pesach has a din tashlumim on the kolben chagige. The kolben musaf, he can only bring one day. So now that I see, Vakel, he wants to say that that's the limud. The limud is that I learned that Shavuos has the characteristic of Rosh Chodesh in the Nekudeh, that the Kolbonis which are brought Shavuos are brought the same amount of days of the units which make up Shavuos. Now there are two units which make up Shavuos. There's a unit of days and there's a unit of weeks. So Memele, so one kolben is brought only for one day, that's the musaf, and the Shalmi Chagig is brought 7 days, and the reason we make this pshor is because now we learn out from the other Yomim Tovim, from Pesach and Sukkot. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Let us see Taisvis. Amra teure mine yomim vekadesh chodesh mine yomim vekadesh atzeres. Al kaponim, the Gemara was medame shvuis to Rosh Chodesh. They have a similarity that both come about after a minyan of certain units. So memela, they have the same similarity legabi dakrovis kobonis. Period. So Taisvi says, this dimyan of Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh is brought about in other Gemaras also. It got to be different halachas. Ki ay gavne omrinen b'menaches peirik Rabbi Yishmoel. The Gemara is medame Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh. Got to be a different halacha. Got to be what? Got to be baitusim. The baitusim shahoyu oimrim atzeres la'achar ha-shabbos. The posik says, you start tailing sfire mimochras ha-shabbos. The day after Shabbos. Now there was a machloikis, the baitusim in Chachma Yisrael, what does the word Shabbos mean? The baitusim said, Shabbos means Shabbos Kodesh. So you start tailing sfire mimochas ha-shabbos. That means you can make the seder at the beginning of the week, but if you start tailing sfire, you wait. You wait. You have after the seder. You wait till till Meitzoi Shabbos. Then you start tailing sfire. That's how the Baitusim learned, and the Chazal learned the Shabbos means Yontif. The day after Yontif, you start tailing sfire. V'yalefro Rav Yeshua, so there was a vikuach between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Baitusim. V'yalefro Rav Yeshua, so Rav Yeshua learned, Meho da Omro Teire, he said, the Teire said, Minei Yomim V'kadish Chodesh, Minei Yomim V'kadish Atzeres. We see there are two Mayadim, Eses Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos, that come about through a minion of Yomim. So, ma chodesh, just like by Rosh Chodesh, shesomuch lebiyosoi nika, af etzeres, just like by Rosh Chodesh, before it starts coming, you can recognize it, it's recognizable, af etzeres, shesomuch lebiyosoi nika. What does that mean? Kloima. By Rosh Chodesh, Lebias cheshbonai, when you start making the cheshbon, the counter days before Rosh Chodesh, niker me'emesai hischil limnois. When do you start counting the chodesh? The hainu mitisha ve'esrim yoim mishas moilet halavona. It is 29 days from the moilet. Then you start counting the new chodesh. You know where to start from. 29 days from the moilid, you start the new chodesh. Af atzeres, so there's a standard zman from when you start counting the days till the next Rosh Chodesh. Af atzeres by shvuis, somoch leminyan achmishin nikelam yoim kavua. So when you start counting the 50 days, you start counting from a yom, from a standard day. Sheyaschilu limnais boy, behainu biyom shisha oso b'chodesh, mimoches yontev orishin. That means you start counting the 16th day in Nisan. So what's this drosha? Rabbi Yeshua's drosha was, do you know when Rosh Chodesh comes? Yeah, Rosh Chodesh comes 29 days after the Moilad. In the same way, so Shavuos comes 50 days after the 16th day in Nisan. She'im mamtinim ad acher Shabbos Bereishis, if you will wait till after Shabbos Bereishis, that means ain shom heker yom kavua, then there's no heker. The pa'omim hashem aschilim limnais b'yudvo, that means sometimes, if Shabbos is, sometimes it could be yudvo, pa'omim b'yudzayim, pa'omim b'yudches, pa'omim b'yudtes, k'moyshe perishom b'kunteres. So Memele, so Taisus, we'll see why Taisus is bringing the Bekiyas. This is a different halach in Gansen, but Taisus is bringing this limud that our Gemara brought, that we are midame Shavuos to Reish Chodesh because of the similarity that both come through a minyan. So the Gemara Menachah says the same thing, but then the Gemara says, just like the minyan of Reish Chodesh, we know when we start is a yom kavua to start from. Right after the moilad, we start counting 29 days. So Shavuos also starts with a yom kavua, the 16th day in Nisan. We start the minyan of chamishim yom. Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, a different pshat yene gemara. Ma chodesh se samuch lebiyosai shel chodesh. Nikir Masa Yerish Chodesh, a different pshat in that Gemara. The Nikir is something else. You can know right before, not when you start, when you start counting till the Rosh Chodesh. No, right before Rosh Chodesh, you can tell from the Levone when Rosh Chodesh will be. The Miyad, the Michsi Siyara, the day that the moon is completely covered, Yodi kula alme sheyia noilid ulamochi yekatshe bes nachodesh. So one, by looking at the stage of the moon, when it's completely not visible, so from that one knows that tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. Afatzere, so it's nikir from the Levone when Rosh Chodesh will be. Afatzere, tzorich sheyei nikir v'yadu ulaylam, Zman Kiddush Samuch Lebiyosai. So we should be able to tell from the Levone when it's going to come. Dahainu. Imaschilim Limnais Beshisha Oso Benissen. If we start counting Sphere from 16 days in Nissen, so then it comes out that Shavuos is Vav Sivin. So sheyitnu einayim kama levona gdoila b'chamisha l'chodesh. So then, if they want to know from the levona when Shavuos will be, so look at the levona, the size of the levona, 5 days in the month. Sheruah b'sivin ba'oisay shiur yeidu shalomocha yiskadish atzeres. Period. So that's the main tamlim shat in the Gemara. That nikir is not the nikir the day when you start counting. Till Rosh Chodesh, and the day you start counting till Shavuos, Nikah means the day before Rosh Chodesh and the day before Shavuos, by gazing at the Levona, you can figure out that tomorrow will be Shavuos. Again, the Gemara is Medame Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh. Uporech hosam b'menoches dilme b'yontav achen koi. So the Gemara says, you still didn't prove to the Baitusim Taki, you prove that it's not Shabbos. But what's the raya? What is the raya that Mimochas HaShabbos means Yontif? Which day Yontif is it speaking about? Is it speaking about the first day Yontif or the seventh day Yontif? Dilma b'yontif achim koi, v'yitnu einayim, b'shnei moso b'siv. That's the sugya over there. Al-Koponim, Taisvis just brought this sugya to show that this dimyan of Shvuas to Reish Chodesh is a common dinyan, and it's brought down other places in Shas. We'll see why Tosis is saying it right away. V'harav Mishulim, this is because Lafuki from Harav Mishulim. The Rav Mishulim Goris, he was Goris, Hocha, he made a grais in our Gemara, V'hosom, and he made a grais in the Gemara Menoches, and his grais reads as follows. Minei, not you learn out Shvuas from Rosh Chodesh, but you learn out Shvuas from Yovel. And the limud goes as follows. Minei Shonim, Vikadish Yovel, that Yovel comes after a collection of 50 years. And so the same thing is Minei Shonim Vikadish Yovel. So Yovel, and Yovel is 1 year, that's one of the Menuyim, that would be Agamore. The Yovel is a unit like the other units which create the Yovel. So we learn out Shvuas from Yovel. Now why, what forced Rav Mishulam to make a grais? Why can't you learn out Shvuas from Rosh Chodesh? So he says as follows, Mishum de Minei Yomim v'kadesh Chodesh, this din, that Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh comes about through a collection of days, Nav Kolom b'Perikama de Megillah, midrsiv ad Chodesh Yomim, Yomim atamayna lechadoshim v'loi shoyis. That Yomim make up chadoshim and not shoyis. You count days to make Rosh Chodesh and not hours. Days. Chodesh Yomim. V'hu medrish chachomim zal. And this is a drosha. This is not pashte dikro, chodesh Yomim, but it's a medrish chachomim. Yomim atamayna v'atamachad mekadesh chadoshim. Monim yeh. So now this Rav Mishulam was a moire de kedaikin. Agemore says, and the Gemore Menoche says, Toni Rabbe Bar Shmuel Omro Toiro, Minei Vekadesh. The Gemore says Omro Toiro. V'loi shayich l'meima omre teire. The Gemara would never use a phrase of omre teire, elo bidover shatzidoike moidim. Omre teire means something that says black and white in the teire. That's a taich omre teire. Adrash, which the tzidoikim disagree with, the Gemara wouldn't use the lashon omre teire. The Gemara would say, there's a drash. So if the Gemara says Omra Teire, so it means something that says Mefurish in the Teire. This Halacha, Minei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh, is not a Mefurish Pasuk in the Teire. It's not black and white. It's a drash. And since the Gemara says on this Halacha Omra Teire, so Al-Kochoch, it is not speaking about the Yomim which make Rosh Chodesh, not speaking about the years that make Yovel. The Gemara later in Menachas brings again a lashon of Omra Teire. Omra Teire havei oimer. This is our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Omra Teire havei oimer bePesach ushtei alechem batzeres. This is a Gemara right in Rosh Hashanah. Now there the Gemara says Omra Teire. That means Omra Teire. Omra Teire means you don't have to learn Rashi. It's often a pasuk in Chumash. The behedya ksiv, the chain sviris yovel ksiv behedya. Period. So memele. So therefore, Rav Mishulam, because of these two words of Omra Teire, he made a grais in the Gemara, and he says the Gemara is not speaking about yomim that create chadoshim, which are the menuyim of chadoshim. The Gemara is speaking about shonim which create yovel. Now, what is pshat in the Gemara over there? When you start counting the years of Yovel, there's a standard time when to start counting from. The year after Yovel, that's when you start counting for the next Yovel. There's also a kavua dikizman, Samach labiyas haskolas cheshboini yenike shela ayla maschilim limlais lamachas yom kavua. You always start counting from a standard day. Shezei lamachas yontav harishin b'lo yishtane la'olam. It doesn't change. It's not flexible. So memele, so that was the raya, not like the baitusim. So you learn out shavuos from yovel. Period. The kosher. So, it's a very interesting thing that Rabbi Meshulam made a grace in the Gemara, and what motivated him to make a grace, two words, Omro Teure. He says if the Gemara says Omro Teure, that means this halacha says beferish in the Teure. Or else the Gemara would not use such a terminology. The kosher, so Tosfos asks, that's not true. The Metzino Lekamon Bepirkin, why did the Torah say you should be menasach mayim? Af al pi she'ein ha-tzedoikim moidim boy. The tzedoikim are not moidim nisach ha-mayim, because it's a drash. She'rogmu besroigeyim. The Gemara brings a maise that there was a tzedoiki that had mayim, and he didn't want to be menasach it, so he poured it on his feet. And the Yidden, they were kanoim there, so they went and they stoned him with their esroigim. Well, upon him, the halach of nisach hamayim bechag is not a beferish posik. And the Gemara says, Omro Teure. So you see, Omro Teure does not mean black and white. Omro Teure means, can include Droshes Chazal. V'loi mistavro lechalik mishim dahosim koma mipnei ma omro teure. Tais wants to say, maybe Rav Meshulam held like this. If you ask a kashim mipnei ma omro teure, so then could be the omro teure is lav davke. It says beferish in the teure. But when the Gemara relates a haloche omro teure, then Rabbeinu Meshulam said, then that's black and white. Then it has to be a haloche that's mafurish bekro. V'oid ashkechan, another place, the Darshinon, Oilas Chodesh Bechotshoi, a Gemara weiter and Daf Zayin, the Gemara Darshins from this Pasuk, Oilas Chodesh Bechotshoi, Omro Teure, Chadesh Vavei Mitrume Chadosha. That the, when Rosh Chodesh Nissen came, so they made a new Trume from the Shkolim, that was donated for this year, they were mafresh, and from this new trume, they were mafresh mois for the korbanei satzibo. So the Gemara says, Omro Teure chadesh vavei mitrume chadoshe, they were matrim from the shkolim for the trume chadoshe. Vein tzedoikim moidim boi, shayayimrim im shal yochit hei mevim, the tzedoikim hold that the korbanes, the tamidim are not brought from the mois hatzibo. They said a yochit donates it, so kevesecha tase baboike, a yochit donated the tamid. The sign ye per kam de megillas tainis, vosvim noches maisilo. So Tosfos brought rayis, needing mosas a loshen of amro teire. Mikol Mokim, so Tosfos says it would seem not like the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Mikol Mokim, Tosfos says, Yesh Sad L'dvorov. There's one shtikel raya that we could bring a raya to the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Why? Because the Gemara Menoches, the Lafuki Midivreyim Shel Baitusim, Hoya Rabbi Yeshua, maybe Droshezu. There was a Vikuach. There was a debate between Rabbi Yeshua and the Baitusim. Rabbi Yeshua proved to the Baitusim from this drosha that Shavuos, that you start selling Sfira the day after Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach and not after Shabbos. And that was his drosha because you learn out Shavuos from Rosh Chodesh, let's say. That was our Gilsa. Rabbeinu Meshulam says you learn out Shavuos from Yovel. So Tosfos says, if our Girsa would be correct, so then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. How could he disprove the Baitusim by learning out from Rosh Chodesh? This whole din of Rosh Chodesh they disagree with. They don't hold this din, Menei Yomim V'Kadish Chadoshim. And Rabbi Yeshua brought a drosha, and they were made it to Rabbi Yeshua's drosha. So Baistoy Takevi, the Rabbeinu Meshulam. that he learned that from Yovel. What kind of tshuva is this? That's a shtikel raya. Abul Taisis says, Abul ein limchoik bishpil kein svarim. You have a kasha, a good kasha, but you don't take white out because of the kasha. You don't make mechikas because of kashas. You have a kasha. Good. But you don't go further than that. Kim ablaibim mit akasha. Spakanta maisa with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, someone once asked him a psakasha on a gemore, so he told them, look in the Shagasaya, this and this tshuva. So look in the Shagasaya, had no shaykhis at all with the gemore. Mamish, he's speaking about something else. He looks at the tshuva. He's racking his brains. What did Rosh Yeshiva mean? So he went over to the Rosh Yeshiva, he don't understand, what kind of tushta is this, the Shagasaya to the Kasha I'm asking? He says, you see, what did the Shagasaya end with? So he said, he ended with a Kasha. He said, what did he do? He wrote a Siman afterwards. So you don't stop with a Kasha, you go further. That's what I'm going to tell you. You have a Kasha, but you go further. So Bemela, that's what Taisa says. You have a shtikel raya, that's a Kasha, but you don't erase the Gemara because of a Kasha. That's what Taisa says. Zog Taisvis weiter, ba'oid nire, da hochi yalef atzeres lemnuyev michoidish, da ashkechen lekam, that there is such a droshetake, that you learn out atzeres lemchoidish, ashken lekam on bepilken, B'diyoyim echot b'chaydish choshev chaydish, shloishim yoyim b'shane chshuvim shane. V'chaydish limnuyav mishane limnuyav. The Gemara says, you learn out a year from chaydish. Abba Weiss is such a limud, that you learn out the minuyim of a chaydish, that's got negay a different thing. That just like yoyim echot b'chaydish choshev chaydish, yoyim echot b'shane, lamed yoyim b'shane choshev shane. Aber al kapon in weiß doch is es a limud of yom echad bechaydish. That's this gemara. For oid di imi yoivul yale, if we'll say the Rabbeinu Meshulam is girsis kerek, ki porich ve eima atzeres chad yoime, when the gemara asked, that shvu is, you bring a kolben on the units which bring it, which create the shvu is, so the Gemara said, "Vayim atzeres chad yoim." You only bring the korban one day. Ma'ikom mishani otu atzeres yoimi moninon shvui loy moninon. Well, yeah, yoivul nami moninim shone moshmitim. If you're learning out from yoivul, so yoivul, there's also two units which we count the yoivul. We count the yoivul with shmitim. We count the yoivul with years. Vafilo hochi, yoivul is not a 7 year, zman. Yoivul is a 1 year zman. Vafilo hochi havelim nuyav shoshonim. Dominion muet. Vochi nami atzeres name chad yoim, et tvasta muet tvasta. So in mail of Akhtaisis, you're going to go into a lot of problems. If we learn that from yoivul, so fakelt, you have two minuyim that create the yoivul, you have a minion of shonim and a minion of shmitis. Vafal pike, the yoivul is only like one minui, like the minui of shonim. So what are you telling me? What is your teretz? Otu, it's mitzvah lemimni yoim, mitzvah lemimni shvu. That's true, but it works the same way by yoivul also. Vafal pike, you say, tras the miyuta te faster. That's a melike kashin, Rabbeinu Meshulam. Avol yalef mechaydish, but if you learn out from Rosh Chaydish, neche, to leke lakshuye neilef meyoyvel, I let's learn out from yoyvel, to kolben, mi kolben yalef, we're learning out kolbonis. By yoyvel is not kolben. We want to learn out that the kolben of shvuis is daimah to the kolben of Rosh Chaydish. Shemekachim chaydish limnuyav, lavois, kolbonis of the perish pekuntras. The chitayim afrektach toisvis, okay. That's good, but Bemison, there's still a problem. There's a problem. Makati tfasta muta tfasta. What's that in the first teretz of the Gemara? We're learning out from Rosh Chodesh Taket. But the Gemara says there's two minuyim for shvuas. There's a minuy of days. There's a minuy of weeks. So therefore, the Gemara says that that therefore the kolbin you have a din tashlumim the whole week. Tum yid the minuy of weeks. Fractois is why don't you say tfasta muut tfasta? Chad yoime. So Taisi says, given the Mechaydish of Inamridin Atzeres Lechol Minuyeho. That means that Shavuos is similar to Rosh Chodesh. Just like Chodesh, it's similar to all its Minuyim. There is only one money. But Al Kaponim, so therefore, Atzeres says they have this Aloha also. That any Monuy, the Kolben should be able to be brought to any of its Minuyim. Oydish loyma a different shot in the Gemara Menachos. Machoydish samoch lebiyosay nikel shoa yedei cheshben as shove mosa yovoy sheloylum shavru shloishim yoyim meresh chaydish mekatchem chaydish. There's it's nikel with a cheshben. Thought I said a cheshben it's nikel al daydei lovone. No, it's nikel with a cheshben. Afatzeres samoch lebiyosay nikel yedei cheshben. Hashav, Yeshlaki Mosu Yavi Yetzeres, Shloil Macha Chamishim, Atzeres. Odivrei Atzidoi, Kimeinen Ikeres, Lopome Yeshoi, so there's more than 50 days. Period. That's the end of the sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. We had said in the Bereis, we had learned before the Bereis, Dav Daladom at Beis. So the Bereis, just let's again see, let's just see the Loshen of the Bereis, Dav Daladom at Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbonon, Chayvi Hadomim, Va'erkin, Achomim, Va'gdeishes, Chatois, Va'shomis, Oile, Shlomim, Tzokis, U'maisres, Becher, U'maiser, U'pesach. So by all these inyonim, the Bereise feels ois, Kivin, Sha'ovru, Aleihem, Shloisha, Rigolim, when three Rigolim pass by, Oiver, Be'baltach. Yoiver, Baltach. Now let us see the Gemara. Frag de Gemore u Pesach bar mikrev berigolimu. You have time, three regolim, to be makrev a kolben Pesach. You can't be gemigib. The din is, if you have a kolben Pesach, you can only be makrev at Erev Pesach. You can't go, oh, well, you have time, Shavuos to bring a kolben Pesach. Sukkot you can bring a kolben Pesach. You can only bring a kolben Pesach. And Erev Pesach, the minute Erev Pesach passes, he can't bring it anymore. So what is Pshat the Bereise? You have three regolim before you over Baal Ta'acher. You don't have three regolim. Pesach Baal Mikrev Beregolimu, you have a time of regolim in order to bring it, and then you over Baal Ta'acher. Pesach Zimne Kevila, you have a certain man, you have to bring it, you have a 6 hours man to bring it. I akrive. If you are makrive, the Kolben Pesach is good. We loy akrive. If you weren't makrive, itchilei. Finish. You can't bring it anymore. You can't bring it. You can't bring it sukkis anymore. You can't bring it shvus anymore. So what's pshat to have shloisher golem to bring a Kolben Pesach? Omar Rav Chisda Pesach kedi nosva. So Rav Chisda said Pesach. So Lechere Rav Chisda means to say like this. Let us see Toisvis. The Rashi holds the same thing, but Toisvis says Pshat in the Gemara. Let us just see the next Toisvis. Vilei akrevei itchilei v'rei miyad oiver olov. The Gemara's kasha was that there is a Baal Ta'acha by Kolben Pesach. The gather of Baal Ta'acha is if there is a Zman when it has to be brought, you are ma'acher this man, ya'ive baltacher. That is the translation of baltacher. Now, different in yonim have different zmanim. Kolbon is a person that arei olai lahavi oila. So now, when do I have to bring it? The Torah says you have a time span of three regalim to bring it. That's the zman havo. You have this time to bring it. You did not bring it in this zman. You are ma'acher this man, ya'ive baltacher. By Korban Pesach, when is this man to bring a Korban Pesach? Erev Pesach, from Chatzos till the Shkia. That's this man to bring the Korban Pesach. So if you did not bring, you weren't ma'achiv it then, so you're over ma'achiv right away. You're ma'achiv this man. So that was Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, you put Pesach together with all other Chiyuvim, And Pesach, if you feel that you're over about Ta'acha and everything after three regalim, that is not true by Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, as soon as you weren't makim to Korban Pesach, so as soon as it became night, you were over about Ta'acha. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. V'loy akrivi itchilei, so it's finished. You're over about Ta'acha now, and finished. Omar Rav Chisda Pesach Kedinos. First, Rav Chisda says you're 100% right. The Tanna wanted to tell us that you're over about Ta'acher and Oilis, Shlomim, Stokis, Maisres, Pesach. I want to tell you over about Ta'acher and Pesach. Now, on all these things, you're over after three regalim. Pesach, you're over Grad Miyad. But he's stuck in Pesach to tell you you're over about Ta'acher and Pesach. So even though the Bereis is you're over after three regalim, so in this Mashmois of three regalim, Taka doesn't fit in. It was just said that it sounds like a slip of the tongue. The shear of three regalim, Taka doesn't apply to Pesach. Kedinos, but he's just stuck in Pesach to tell you that Al Kapon is about Ta'acher and Pesach. That is Rav Chisda's Teretz. Rav Sheshes Omar, my Pesach shall may Pesach. Pesach does not mean Korban Pesach. Pesach means shall may Pesach. Now let us see Rashi. U Pesach bar mikre berigolim hu, the kamalei tanel elba bar ta'acha de sholosh regolim reine yachal akribe elba yudalet benissen. You can't be makrib it later. So the Gemara says, Shalmei Pesach. What does Shalmei Pesach mean? B'sheloi korav bizmanoi. He did not bring the Korban Pesach in its time. How did this occur? She'ovad. He had a Korban Pesach and it got lost. So what did he do? V'niskape ba'achar. So listen, he has 6 hours to bring a Korban Pesach. Now to find his old Korban Pesach is like looking for a needle in a haystack. So Memele, so he was mafresh another Korban Pesach. V'niskaper ba'achar. Then what happened? So he brought another Korban Pesach. After he brought the other Korban Pesach, his old Korban Pesach comes. He finds his old Korban Pesach. Now, this, he brought already a Korban Pesach, is hu nase shlomim. So now the Korban Pesach, that he was mafresh it for a Korban Pesach. Now he can't be makabed anymore. He's makabed a different one. Who nase shlomim kedenavke lo bipsochim. But oisan shlomim, so now he has a shlomim. He was magdashed for a Pesach. Since he was not makrivit for a Pesach, he was makriv something else for the Pesach. Another shepsel for the Pesach. So now it has a din of shalmei Pesach. It gets automatically a din shlomim. But oisan shlomim, now he's a shlomim to be makriv. But oisan shlomim, in Icharon Gimel Regolim Oiva. This you can be makrib already. You have time to be makrib this. So that's what the Beraisa says, Pesach. It takes three regolim in order to be Oiva Bal Ta'achar on Pesach. It's talking about Shalmei Pesach. Frech the Gemore, Ihochi Hainu Shlomim. So if it doesn't mean a Korban Pesach, it means Shalmei Pesach, so he said Shlomim already. The Beraisa says, Oilois Ushlomim, and then Pesach. So Pesach is also Shlomim. So Mamela, why does this so he said Shlomim already? So the Gemara answers, Tone Shlomim Aboy Machmas Pesach, the Tone Shlomim Aboy Machmas Atzmon. He's telling us, yeah, it's two types of Shlomim. There's a Shlomim that he made a Shlomim, and there's a shlomim that became a shlomim. He was magdashed for a Pesach. And then due to the circumstances, it became a shlomim. So what's the difference? But they're both shlomim. So the Gemara says, no. Salke daitach amina hoyul umachmas Pesach kosi. Since this became a shlomim because it was once a Korban Pesach, it originates from a Korban Pesach, ke Pesach domi, so it should have Hilchis Pesach, ke Mashmelon, but it doesn't have Hilchis Pesach. Now what does this mean? So let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, ke Pesach domi, uberegel rishon yaver aleihem. So I would think that you oiver bal ta'acher after the first regel. It's difficult to understand how, what the Havamina would be. That since it comes from a Pesach, so I would think, Yoiver Baltach after one regel. I mean, a Pesach, Yoiver Baltach after 6 hours. So how do I jump to one regel? I would think, since it comes from a Pesach, Yoiver Baltach after one regel. Perhaps it could be as follows. We had mentioned, Rabbi Reuven says as far on the Gemara of Daladam at Beis, we just mentioned it before also, that the gather of Baal Ta'acher is, the gather of Baal Ta'acher is when you are Ma'acher the Zman. There's a Zman when this has to be brought. There's a certain Zman, you were given a grace period. After you are Ma'acher the Zman, you're Iver Alava Baal Ta'acher. What is this man? This man, the Gemara learns out from a posik, is three regolim. Rameya said, this man is one regol. And how did Rameya figure this out? Because Rameya had a posik. The posik says, uvoso shomo, when you come to be oyle regol, vaveisam shomo. The Torah said, this man that the korban has to be brought is by the first regol. It says, Uvos HaShomo, when you come, make sure to bring it. So the Chachamim answered him, that's coming for an essay. That's only a mitzvah essay, that's not the Zman. So L'chayre pshatn the Gemara before is as follows. Rameya held that the Torah said, you know when you have to bring it? The Torah said, you come a regel, Uvos HaShomo Vaveisam Shomo. That is the Zman it has to be brought. You are Ma'achad the Zman, so you have about Ta'acher. The Chachamim had a drosha that this man is three regolim. They had a drosha. They have a drosha, Hagamatzos, Hagashvus, Hagasukis, it's three regolim. So that's this man. So what's Pshat and Dubos HaShomo Vaveisim Shomo? That's not telling me this man. I have a bigger Zman. I have a bigger grace period, three regolim. So Bos HaShomo Vaveisim Shomo is a din zirut. You know, when you come one regol, be makrevit then. But that's not the Zman Havor. The Zman Havor is three regolim. That's the Svara of the Chachamim. So could be I learn out from Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach does not have the Zman Havor of three regolim. That's for sure. Yoiver Baal Ta'acher since it becomes night. So I would think that Shalmei Pesach also doesn't have the Zman Havor of three regolim. If that is true, then I would be made to Rameya by Shalmei Pesach. And I would say, so what is this man havo? This man havo is ubosam shoma vaveisim shoma. This man havo is the first regel you come. That's what I would think. It's kamash malon that, no, even though it originates from a korban pesach, but it doesn't have the zmanim of a korban pesach. It is, it's like all other kabonis, and this man is three regolim. Let us see Taisvis. Shalmei Pesach. What is the translation of Shalmei Pesach? So Taisa says, Lirashi said over here, She'ovad, he lost his Korban Pesach, Niskaper Ba'acher, he brought a different Korban Pesach, V'achalkach Nimtza, he found it, Nimtza is Nimtza Harishin, the Rishin, the first Korban Pesach was now found, after he was Makriv the second one, the Korev Shlomim, so you make him this for Shlomim. For Oison Shlomim, so this Shlomim, he has time to be makrivit. Ovar Shloisha Legorlim Oiva. Period. That's, so Taisvis is translating. What is the Taich Shalmei Pesach? A Korban Pesach that one was unable to be makrivit for a Korban Pesach because it was lost. So this Korban Pesach gets now a din shlomim, and you make it for shlomim. That's the taich shalmei pesach. Period. We know taich felter. Over peirik kol hapsulim. Now there's a gemara in Zvochim. The gemara in Zvochim says the marbe shalmei nozir v'shalmei pesach. The Gemara says over there, Shalmei Pesach, Shenecholim L'yoyim V'layla. Shalmei Pesach are different than a Poshet Shlomim. A Poshet Shlomim, you are makriv 2 days in a night. Shalmei Pesach, you are makriv 1 day in a night. The Malbe Shalmei Pesach, Shenecholim L'yoyim V'layla. Fine. So, Taisa says, what's a Tai Shalmei Pesach? We just said, a Pesach that became a Shlomim. Perisham bekuntris. There Rashi says, you know what Shalmei Pesach means? Chagigas yudalit. A Yid, when he brought a Kolben Pesach, Erev Pesach, he also brought a Kolben Chagigas. So that's the tight Shalmei Pesach, the Shlomim that is brought together with the Kolben Pesach, Erev Pesach. So Taisa says, V'lo yitochem. I wish to disagree with you. The Chagigas Yudalid Necheles Lishne Yomim V'layla Echot. The Kolben Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, is eaten for 2 days in a night. Kedisnam B'psochem Perikelu Dvorim. That it's eaten for 2 days in a night. V'avol Gavdol Ben Teime Mashma Hosom the Necheles L'Yoyim V'layla. Ben Teime Dosei, you eat it for 1 day in a night. Iyu Yalif, he has a limud mit the Itzkish L'Pesach. There's a Hekish. The Chagigas Yudalid to Pesach. The Dorish Zevach Chag Zu Chagigas HaPesach Kemashmoy. So you learn that from Zevach Chag HaPesach. Just like a Pesach you eat for one, it's only eaten a day and a night. So who adin the Chagigas? Ubepeiri Kol Apsulim Yalef Lomidersiv Toida Shlomov. This Shalmei Pesach that is eaten for day and a night, what means a different drasha? So Kochach, this is not the Shlomim that's brought with a Pesach. This is, the way Taisa says in Agamor, it's a Pesach that later became a Shlomim. Lekach Nire, so Taisa disagrees with Rashi, the Bemeister a Pesach Ayri Hosom, ki de Perish Bekuntres Ayda Hoche. Period. The Nicha Hashte, now since we determined that Shalmei Pesach means a Pesach that became a Shlomim, Hoda Omar bePsachim Perik Keisha b'Neisoy Mishum Meiser HaPesach. The Gemara says you should bring there Meiser HaPesach. The Meiser HaPesach Nechol Yoyim V'Layla. Meiser HaPesach means a Pesach which was left over. We want Makivit Al Pesach. And there the Gemara assumes for Dovah Poshet that a Meiser HaPesach is eaten for a night and a day. Hainu Midersiv Toida Shlomov. That's Pshat Nyeni Gemara and Zvachim. We learn that from Toida Shlomov that Shalmei Pesach is eaten for day and a night, and Shalmei Pesach means Moisa Pesach. So Mamele, it's very good. Umiyu Hosom B'Perikamed Zvachim. Now Tosfos got stuck with a different Gemara. Nami Darshinam Im Kesef Lohavi Pesach She'ovrosh Nosoi. Ushlomim haboy machmas Pesach. There the Gemara says kesef lahov imekesef is bringing about Pesach she'obrosh nosei, a Kolben Pesach that God became a year old, and you can't be makavid anymore for Kolben Pesach. Ushlomim haboy machmas Pesach lachol mitzvah shlomim. It has all the mitzvahs of shlomim, which means you make smiche, there's nesachim, there's tnufes chazei v'shoi, there's all the mitzvahs of shlomim. Now, how will you translate over there, Shlomim Aboy Machmas Pesach? Hani Shlomim Aboy Machmas Pesach la Yitochin Lefosh Ela Bechagigas Yudalad. There you have to say it means Chagigas Yudalad. The Chol in Yoni Moisa Pesach Dorish Hosa Mitosa Kloi. Chag La Ovrosh Nosa. In one case, you can't be Makim the Kolben Pesach. He became a year old. It became a year old in the past. It's not Erev Pesach anymore. V'chad le'ovro zmanoi v'loi shnosa. It passed Pesach and it's still less than a year, but he can't be makabit anymore. V'chad le'loi ovro loi shnosa v'loi zmanoi. That it's also a shlomim, and it means you shechted a Kolben Pesach before Erev Pesach, so it's a shlomim. So Memele, so Tosfos found a Gemara that says Shlomim Aboy Machmas Pesach, which means Taka the Chagiga Bobi Yudal by Krashi. So this is a difficult Gemara according to Tosfos. Umiya hu nami yeshli yashiv da airi b'moiser ha-pesach. I moiser ha-pesach, I have three psukim already. Shedarach ha-tanoim shemasmichim achat kro Aval gav de nafke mitrei kroi, ke da ashka beperik eilo metzies. That sometimes the Gemara brings down a halacha, and the Gemara brings its derive from this pasuk, and that's really not true. We derive it from another pasuk, but the Gemara wants to bring this, the Gemara's bringing the pasuk. The Gemara says we derive this also from that pasuk. The Gemara says we see this in Bob Metzies. Gabe v'hisalamta mehem, the Gemara darshens from v'hisalamta, by a metzia, not all the time do you have to pick it up. You could make as if you didn't see it. The dorish minei koyin v'hu bebeis ha'kvoris, that if a koyin saw a metzia in a beis ha'kvoris, he doesn't have to go into the beis ha'kvoris and return it. Zokin v'einilich v'chvoidoi, the Gemara darshens that a nish mechubed, a Talmud Chochem, if he finds a metzia and it's not his cover to carry it in the streets, he can leave it there. Oisha oisha shalei merubim yishal chaveiroi. A third case, if let's say his thing got lost and Yenim's thing got lost, and if by returning Yenim's thing, he'll have a greater hefsid, he also doesn't have to return Yenim's thing. Three different aloches. The Gemara learns out from v'salamta. Afa gav de nafke mitrei kroi. Well, these halachas we learn out from different psukim. So we see the Gemara can sometimes bring a drosha from a posik, which in reality this is not the true drosha. We learn it from a different posik. Which is a second drosha. So Taisus means, so that what the Gemara said, Shlomim Aboy Machmas Pesach could also mean Moisel Pesach, which we learn now from a different pasuk, and it was a Moisel Pesach that it is Loy Avrash Nosev Avrash Manay. The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk Im Kesef, and really there's a different pasuk for it. V'aykra Kufedim Kesef Dashinu Le Beperik Mishal Yatomi L'Rabbis Tmuras HaPesach Achar HaPesach Shekol v'shlomim, umukul abanimza acha shchite, v'heime boy acha shchite, across machta balme, the pshite, v'loy tzricha kro. Taisa says this Gemara im kesev, we learn out from a third drosha, which that drosha zicha on a smachta. Okay, now let us go further. So we had droshes, that one is oiver balta acha, and nedorim, nedovis, Chatos, Oilo, Shlomim, etc. So the Gemara says, Mino Hani Mili. How do we know that one is Oivam Bal Ta'acha on all these inyonim? The Tana Rabbonim. The Pasuk says, Ki Sidur Neder, a person made a Neder. Eili Elo Neder. If a person said a Neder, Neder means Harei Olai Lahovi Kolben. He made a Neder to bring a Kolben. There's a love of Lo Sa'acha. Nidove minayim. How do you know that there's baltaacha by a nidove? Nidove means he said harei zu kolben. How do you know he has to bring it to the base of mikdash? Nema kan neder, v'nema lahola neder im neder oy nidove, ma lahola nidove imoy. Just like that says neder together, nidove is the same aloche. Avkan nidove imoy. So we learn out that by Nidorim and Nidovois there's a lava baltach. Let us see what Rashi says. Mino ani mili da kol hanoch tesanye bemasnisa lael ike baltach. There's baltach on all the cases that the Braisa brought. Neder harei olai. That means he said he made a neder, he's going to bring a kolben. He didn't do anything yet. So he's even about to acha. If three regolim passed by and he still didn't do anything. Nidove, he didn't say arei olai, he said arei zu kolben. So if he holds it by him, three regolim, he's even about to acha. Nemal ola neder, vim neder oi nidove. Period. So that's how we know nidorim and nidovis is bal to acha. Lashem elokecha, says vayta v'chisidah neder lashem elokecha, eilu hadomim. The person said, Domi Olai, is Magdish his value to Hegdish. Her Erkin, he said, Erki Olai. And Rashid explained before, Erkin, Domim is Yushatzop, how much he's worth to be sold as an Ebed. Erkin is, there's a standard value for each person, and it matters on his age. V'acharomim, if a person was Machrim, part of his, he said, Arezu Cherim. Vahakdeshes. So that we all learn out from the word Lashem Aleikecha. How do we learn out from Hashem Aleikecha? So Rashi says, Elo Adomim Ve'elchim Shehem Kotshe Bedek Abayis. All these things are Kotshe Bedek Abayis V'kulon Lashem Ben L'kahanem Ben Klum. This goes only to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Kotshe Bedek Abayis is to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So this includes Domim Elkir Charomim Vekdeshis. Now it says weiter in the Pasuk, Leisa'acher Lishalmoi. You should not be Ma'acher Lishalmoi, to pay it up. Lishalmoi is a miyut. She said Lishalmoi. What's Lishalmoi? Who the loy chilufov? The whole thing about Ta'acher is on who? The loy chilufov, and we'll see the Gemara later what this means. Who the loy chilufov? All of Ataiva v'le al chilufov v'lekame meforishlo. Ki dorosh yidrishenu. This is a continuation of the Pasuk. Eilu chatois v'ashomois oilois ushlamim. Dorosh yidrishenu means the things that you are mechuyev to bring. So Yoiva Baal Ta'acha. Rashi says, chatois v'ashomois sheim nidroshim mimcho sheim choyvo. These are achoiv. Till now, we're speaking about nedorim, nedovis. It's not achoiv. If you want to do it, it's a choshev of donation. But it's not achoiv. Domim erkim is also not achoiv. I was magdashit. I donated it to Bedek Abayis. Dorish redeshenu is speaking about kobonish yemachuyev to bring. You did you were chayv krisus b'shoigik, you have to bring a chatos. You mechuyev an osham, an oilo. Oilos Ashlamim, Sarashi says, Kigoin Oilos Rieh. Also not an Oilos Nedova, Oilos Rieh. When the Yid comes for the regal in Yerushalayim, he has to bring the base of Migdash an Oilos Rieh. Vishal Mechagigah, Shein Choyva. The Ilu, the Nedra Nedova, Bereshe the Kroksivi. So Memele, so from Dorosh Rishenu, we learn out Kolbenes Choyva, which are Chatois, Ashomais, Oilois, Ushlomim. Now Rashi says, there's other Kolbenes Choyve. For who adin nami lebechoyr, ulemeiser, upesach, shehin choyve. These are also Kolbenes Choyve, that one is Oiver Baal Ta'acha. Hashem Eloikecha, Eilu Tzedokais, Umaisreis ubechoil. Hashem alekecha eilat stokis umaisreis uktrashi. The kroy yiseiru. This is an extra al Hashem alekecha. Davol amichtim kidorish yidrishenu. Ukvar Hashem kosav lemailo b'mikro. So why does it say Hashem alekecha v'yeh? Nidrish poi lasu yit stokis umaisreis. Shoyve bar ta'acha. Shekosav b'em shem zeh. By tzedok it says ulocha tiye tzedoka lifnei Hashem alekecha. By ma'aser shein it says v'chalta lifnei Hashem alekecha ma'aser degoncha. So Hashem alekecha comes to be marbe tzedokais u'ma'aseres. Let us just say one ha'ora over here. Rashi said that b'choyer. We learn that from the Pasuk, Ki Dorish Yidrishenu. Hu Adin Nami L'Bchoyer. Now, if look in our Gemara said, we learn out Bchoyer from Hashem Aleikecha. Eilu Tztokes U'maisris U'Bchoyer. So Rashi L'Chayr Fakert from the Gemara. So the Marsha says Rashi did not have our Girsa in the Gemara. That's what the Marsha says. The Stipler wants to say, could be there's two inyonim of b'chayr. For example, let's say there's a b'chayr balmum. A b'chayr balmum, you're not makriv the b'chayr, that's a matnas kohune. You give it to the kohen. That's a b'chayr balmum. There's a b'chayr that's not a matnas kohune. For example, a b'chayr was born by a kohen. What does he do? He's makriv it on the mizbeach. So, be'emison by b'chayr, there are two inyonim. There's a matnas kohuna of b'chayr, and there's a din that it has to be brought on the mizbeach. So, could be the stipler wants to say that Rashi held, that Rashi was geiris by Hashem ulekech eilut stokis u'maisres u'b'chayr. This b'chayr is speaking about the chiyuv of a Yisrael to give it to a koyin, This is similar to tzedakah. Tzedakah, you have to go and give taniyim. This is similar to maizres. So there, b'chel, in the matnas kuhune, the kechelik, we learn now from Hashem Olekecha, you have to make sure it has to be given to the kohen before three regalim. That is the b'chel of matnas kuhune. In the first pasuk, we are speaking about an ichor of hakrove. You have to be makrivan on the mizbeach. Eilu chatois v'ashamais oilois u'shlamim. So Rashi says, you know, you should stick in b'chayah there also. Because there's a din b'al ta'ache and the hakrove of a b'chayah.